Hey guys, we are here to go over the assignment explanation audio or the study guide explanation audio for the answers to chapter 7. The assignments for chapter 7 was just basically one part, pretty simple, pretty easy. We're just going to go over it to make sure that you understand a little bit about what might make it onto the test as far as understanding the benefits and drawbacks of being an independent fitness professional. So the main thing with part one and the only part to the homework for chapter seven is going to be that the benefits to being a independent fitness professional are going to be you make your own hours, you have your own flexibility with your schedule. I guess it's the same thing. You get to set your own pricing. You typically make a little bit more money as an independent trainer, but it is. Some of the drawbacks might be something like it's harder to get clients. You have to do your own marketing and accounting. And really just the getting clients part is going to be the most difficult, which we definitely help to make sure that you're prepared to get clients in our business and sales course, which I highly recommend you check out. At least give it a shot as far as let us know if you're interested. We could always answer any questions around that. All right, guys, that's going to be about it, just some of the basic benefits and drawbacks that is located in Chapter 7 right there for you under the Independent Fitness Professional heading. So if you can go into a little bit more detail about that, that's good, but that's the main thing that you want to know is the drawbacks and the benefits. Those that we kind of just went over. All right, guys, we look forward to seeing you next chapter. Complete the quiz below. This was a short, quick chapter, so excited to get on to more good stuff. Cheers.